USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Seismologists believe there's a good chance of some very strong aftershocks for several days or even weeks after an earthquake struck California on Thursday. Here's John Clemens with more.
That estimate came from Caltech scientist Dr. Lucy Jones concerning the Independence Day 6.4 magnitude quake to strike 25 miles northeast of the town of Ridgecrest, California.
And this is one of the higher risk areas because of all of these faults.
Dr. Jones tells us a 5.1 quake that struck the same area in 1982 triggered aftershocks for 6 months.
A 5.4 magnitude aftershock struck that area earlier today. The economy adding 224,000 jobs in June, according to the government. That follows a 75,000 job creation performance in May. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
The man who's accused actor Kevin Spacey of sexual assault on Nantucket Island in Massachusetts is abruptly dropping his lawsuit against Spacey. The lawyer for the young man releasing a copy of the state court document stating that his client is voluntarily dropping the lawsuit he'd filed about 8 days ago. No reason was given. Spacey still being charged criminally with indecent assault and battery for the alleged 2016 incident that he denies ever happened. President Trump highlighted a big Salute to America celebration on the National Mall on the 4th of July.
We celebrate our history, our people, and the heroes who proudly defend our flag.
The Secret Service says two protesters with the Revolutionary Communist Party were arrested for burning an American flag near the White House yesterday. Remember to find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A suspect's in custody after stabbing several people at a Virginia plasma center. Witnesses telling police the man walked into the Octapharma plasma center in Petersburg yesterday afternoon and started attacking people. One person saying that the office manager took the suspect down before police arrived. One of the victims is reportedly in critical condition. Police say there was really no threat, but chaos broke out at a 4th of July show in Miami as officers were called to investigate a suspicious package behind the Bayfront Marketplace. It turned out just to be a suitcase, but videos on Twitter show dozens of police and crowds of people running from the area. Hundreds had been there to watch fireworks at the time. They ended up having to end earlier than scheduled. Miami Dolphins defensive tackle Kendrick Norton has lost an arm in a car crash. His agent says in a tweet, Norton is recovering from the crash that required his left arm be amputated. The 22-year-old had played for the University of Miami before being selected by the Carolina Panthers in 2018. And a burger-eating champ defends her title as in Washington, D.C., Z-Burger held its 10th annual burger-eating contest and Molly Schuyler won it, eating 32 in 10 minutes. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.